All of us have grandparents. Also, they give importance to us. It is difficult for us to disconnect from them because although they are departed, they are considered precious. I am Ejesiani N. Agbayani, and I am Pasita's grandson. I am here to speak about the impact of this wonderful woman had on all of us. Some of my family knew her as a mom, grandma, or simply as Nanang. Others calls her other names. To me and her other grandchildren, she was simply grandma, and to all of us, she was a pretty amazing lady. Pasita G. Agbayani was born on January 1, 1937, in the province of La Union. His husband, also known as my grandfather, is Ernesto V. Agbayani. Every day was a happy day with my grandmother around. She is also the light of the home. I myself could just watch her in cooking her best meal, helping her in cleaning, and also helping her in planting flowers and vegetables. We had a good memories together with my grandmother, like playing games with her together with my cousins. My grandma was extremely compassionate. Her heart and generosity were boundless. Her heart is always open for helping people. Her strictness makes us disciplined and responsible. By now, I know that this has a sad ending. March 14, 2018, my grandmother died at 2:30 at the afternoon. I also regret to myself because I just visit her once in the hospital. I do some wrong things to her, but I do some good things to her too. We're partly blamed for the stroke that took her life away. We only wanted her to be happier because she made us happy. How I wish we could have done more. And now she's gone. I don't know what to do with myself. I feel so lost and confused. I couldn't stop crying, and I miss her so much. May your soul enlighten, rest in eternal divine bliss. In all our hearts, you will live forever live. I appreciate all the more that only the love you give, and the only love you receive will matter in the end. Goodbye, Nanang.